lot of people like to give the gift of a restaurant meal at Christmas time, and it can be a good idea, but there are some things that you should probably keep in mind. Just because you like a certain restaurant, it doesn't mean that the person you're going to give that gift certificate to likes that restaurant. Say you like that great new restaurant that specializes in liver and onions. Well, you know, not everybody likes liver and onions. So make sure that it's a place that they're going to appreciate. And you want it to be convenient for the people. I mean, if you're giving it to somebody, a coworker who lives in South Orlando, but it's for a restaurant in Lake Mary, that's not very convenient. So keep that in mind. And also, maybe people have food allergies that you don't know about. There usually a restaurant can take care of that, but just something to keep in mind. And then you need to decide whether you're going to give just a discount. Maybe there's a Groupon for a $40 certificate to a restaurant for, you know, and you get to give a $40 certificate for only $20, which is nice. But if you're giving that to a restaurant where the average check is around $150, that's not such a great gift because the person can't really go and use it without spending a lot of money out of his or her own pocket. If you want to give the full amount of a dinner, that's a little bit hard to calculate. A good thing to do is to call the restaurant that you want to give a certificate to and say, well, you know, what's the average check for two people? Come in, maybe have an appetizer, an entree, dessert, glass of wine, maybe. This is going to be a really generous gift, I think, by now. But it's something to keep in mind. Maybe it's a restaurant that you know the people like and go to often. Call and say, hey, I want to give a certificate to Joe. And you know Joe because he comes in all the time. What's he usually spend? And they might be able to give you a good idea on that. You need to be aware. Now, if you're going to get that Groupon, make sure that the restaurant is one that's going to be around for a while. A lot of times restaurants will go on to these deal sites. They'll sign up to offer a deal because they need cash. And sometimes that can be a sign that a restaurant's in trouble. So you don't want to give a certificate to a restaurant that's not going to be there in a month. Also, if you're giving a certificate, make sure that it doesn't have an expiration date. You don't want to give something that somebody has to rush in to use or it's not going to be any good. One other thing to keep in mind is if you give a certificate, the restaurant may not allow the person who uses that to apply the amount to the tax or gratuity and ask when you purchase the certificate, because again, someone's going to have to shell money out of his or her own pocket, and that kind of turns into being not a great gift. So it can be a really good thing. People love to go out to restaurants. Most people do anyway. But if you don't know where to give them a certificate to, consider just giving them a gift card, American Express, Visa, something like that.
Well, thanks for that advice.
Mm-hmm.